For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Tonight, Michigan native Eric Gutman will bring his one-man show From Broadway to Obscurity to Kalamazoo's Farmers Alley Theater. In the play, Gutman tells the story of how he went from Michigan theater student to starring in the hit musical Jersey Boys, and then unexpectedly leaving the stage. He says From Broadway to Obscurity actually started in Kalamazoo, at Western Michigan University's Miller Auditorium. He says he was hired 6 years ago to perform at the theater's season announcement show.
And this kind of conception started as more of a cabaret series and just telling some stories. I had just a piano player. I had some backup singers. And that was kind of that.
But then a few years ago, the managing director at the Berman Center in West Bloomfield gave him a call. She heard Gutman's songs and stories from his years and years of performing in places like New York and Chicago. So she asked him, could you turn this into a real show?
So she gave me the time, and I worked on it for almost a year. And premiered it 2 years ago in the version that it is now and forever shall be.
But before going into all that, let's go back to when Gutman had just graduated from Western Michigan University and was diving into the scary world of professional musical theater. For Gutman, it turned out to not be too scary, at least initially. A week after graduating, a friend found him an audition with Forbidden Broadway, a kind of musical parody company with shows across the country. Gutman tried out his first real audition, and he got it.
Oh, lucky is, I mean, I counted my blessings every morning. I mean, it was tremendous. I mean, to go, to do it that quickly and to be in a show like Forbidden Broadway, which I had known for years. I mean, it's a staple of New York.
Things didn't stay that rosy. Gutman says his time in New York was filled with disappointment, failed auditions, and a few broken promises from casting directors. But through all that, Gutman ended up booking a huge gig, a role in Jersey Boys. That's the Tony Award-winning production about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. This is the stuff that makes up much of From Broadway to Obscurity, stories from the backstage of Broadway and national productions, juicy anecdotes about Broadway legends like composer Stephen Sondheim. Gutman talks about his first meeting with Sondheim in the show. It was at a Jersey Boys performance, and it left Gutman starstruck.
And there he was, fifth row on the aisle. And four numbers into the show, I stood on that stage, and in front of Stephen Sondheim, I had to impersonate Stephen Sondheim.
Gutman says it's fun to share this kind of Broadway gossip, but he says there's far more to From Broadway to Obscurity than that. He says the show is more personal, about fighting for your dreams and knowing when it's time to walk away. Gutman says after more than 1,200 performances of Jersey Boys across the country, he knew it was time when he and his wife found out they were having their first child.
And we were in New York, and we were trying to make the decision of, can we do this here in New York all by ourselves, or is it time to refocus our attention on other things? And I decided at that time, as hard of a decision as it was, that it was time to refocus. And so ultimately it was family that cemented the decision to stay home.
And I love her so, wouldn't trade her for
Gubbin says he loves performing those famous Broadway numbers, but in his show, he wants the personal stories to leave the biggest impression.
Look, at the end of the day, it's just me talking about me, which, you know, who cares? But when I premiered it 2 years ago, again, it resonated with people in a way that I had never really thought it would. And after rereading the script a million times, I kind of got it. You know, I just tried to be very true to the story, and I tried to be very honest. And I think people just enjoyed that aspect of it.
You can see Eric Gutman's one-man show From Broadway to Obscurity tonight at 8 p.m. at Farmers Alley Theater. You can get more information on the play at our website.